This episode is brought to you by Podmetrics, your one-stop shop for all your podcast data needs. Podmetrics aggregates data from Anchor, Spotify, Chartable, Facebook Live, and YouTube in order to show you the real picture of how your show is doing. The best part is, it's absolutely free. Sign up now at podmetrics.co and don't forget to use the referral code GEEKYJUANS. That's Geeky, J-U-A-N-S. Podmetrics, the only analytics you'll ever need for your podcast.
Welcome to the Geeky Ones, episode 110. So, I'm Jude. Below me is Steven. And today we have a guest, which is Kevin from Elitistang Weeboo Podcast. So, Kevin, say hi to everyone here.
Yun, hello mga dudes, tsaka mga dudettes. Kevin nga pala, yun. Still, here at the Justice Open Studios para sa, ano, para sa guesting na to. Hello.
Awesome. Okay. So, yeah, episode 110 is all about we're going to talk about how we watched Gundam from from TV, from like watching it on TV on GMA here in the Philippines, for Toonami across much of the world. And then now it's on a lot of streaming platforms, YouTube, Netflix, Hulu. So, we'll talk about how we first watched Gundam before, you know, our many attempts on finding different Gundam series back then when a lot of stuff is so hard to find, especially the ones, the early 90s and 80s shows. Okay. But yeah, that's what we're going to start with. And yeah, we're just going to talk out all those things and just how fun it is. And then later, by the end of the episode, we'll talk about some awesome Gundam projects in 2022.
Okay.
Now, our very first question, I think we ask this, like, this is the third time we're asking this question in a Gundam episode. And we have, like, 5 Gundam episodes, Steven, so that's fun. Hmm. Okay. The question is, what was your first Gundam series and where did you watch it? So, Kevin, since you're the first, guest of our episode, we would love to have you the honor of answering the question first.
Sure. Thank you for that question. So, back then, elementary pa ako neto, sa probinsya ako neto. So, yung klase namin was like, we have a morning shift and an afternoon shift. So, like the whole day, nasa school lang kami. Then, pag PM, may plug ceremony kami, pero hindi na ako nag-a-attend doon kasi tumatakas na kami. Doon kami lumulus sa may garden ng school. Tapos may pinupunta kaming bahay. Of one of my classmates. Tapos doon lang kami nagtitipon, kami mga kakaklase. Tapos manunood lang kami ng ano. Ang pinapalabas pa noon was Daimos, Ultramantiga, and Gundam G. Gundam G was my first Gundam. It was on GMA 7.
Nice.
So, yeah. Yun.
Awesome. The GMA was fun. Yun yung, there's so many in a series of GMA that was... there were at least... I remember there were 3. But yeah, it's interesting that G was your first.
So, yun nga, parang naano ko pa siya. Natuwa talaga ako sa kanya kasi yun, yeah, unang mapapalabas, Ultraman. So they have martial arts monsters and buildings being destroyed. Pagdating ng Daimos, another series na uses martial arts, karate, then chopping, uppercutting the enemy in half. Then after that was My Hand is Burning Red. So, parang isang bong, parang team yung afternoon na yun of just robots that punching other robots.
Yeah, parang monster of the week using, martial arts robot. So, that's actually cool. But, yeah, interesting na, it's interesting to see, I haven't heard that many people say na G Gundam was their first series. But, to be fair, that was my second. First one was Gundam Wing. So, sige, I'll answer the question as well. I watched Gundam Wing on GMA, GMA 7. The order of appearance for Gundam on GMA was they first broadcasted Wing, then G. And lastly, people forget na X was on GMA. Gundam X was on GMA.
Yes, so, Gundam X.
one of the best, one of the most underrated, probably the most underrated series, just because it got canceled. It got cut to from 49 to 39. But yeah, I watched Gundam Wing. I think I remember as a kid. I don't remember too many childhood memories, but yeah, the one memory is like, I think I first saw the Gundam Heavy Arms. That's the first Gundam I saw, the Heavy Arms, which ironically, ooh, I don't have a model kit of, or any form of Gundam model or action figure, which is funny. But yeah, Gundam Wing was my first one on GMA, and then eventually I was looking for more Gundam, and GMA just provided more in the span of like 2 years, at least 2 years, or at least a year and a half, yeah. So it was like 50 episodes in. So that was kind of cool. The resonance of the show. Like, yeah, let's go. I was introduced to the likes of the Gundam, the Wing Gundam, the Heavy Arms, and then later on G Gundam, Gundam Rose, Bolt Dragon, Maxter. So it's cool. Then you see, and then by Gundam X, there's not that many Gundams. You just have, you just have the Gundam X and Double X that just, destroys everyone with a satellite cannon from the moon. It's kind of cool. So yeah, those were my first Gundam series, and yeah, GMA was a fun time for GMA before, because they had so many great anime series. They were our Netflix before.
But they were di ba ka naging ano pa nga nila? Mm-hmm. Sorry, just got add on to that. Remember their tagline, di ba? We are anime. So talagang inembody nila yung pagiging anime na ano.
Totoo yun, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, GMA kasi was on a mission talaga to just provide everyone with anime. It was fun. It was worth the So we were exposed to so many good things. Kahit yung Sunday, di ba they had Sunday movies?
Sunday morning anime? Oh my gosh.
So Sunday night, they were showing anime movies sa Sunday night.
Yes!
Before they showed actual movie, before they showed other movies.
Yes,
I remember this. That was cool.
Yeah.
Again, Steven, your turn to answer the question.
My first Gundam series, like many people, was Gundam Wing. Kasi, yun nga, parang kay Kev, mga 4 p.m. pag-uwi ko ng bahay, usually Gundam Wing was on TV. Tapos, sobrang, baka nga kasi I was a child, so my memory was like, still of Hiro Yui doing his pose in the intro, doing this, like blocking his hand a little bit to look edgy.
Oh, well, that's iconic.
Edgy emo boy.
See it every episode.
Yes, exactly.
Half of the series.
Oo, parang palagi lang siya nakaganyan. It was my first series, tapos it sort of helped na Japanophile ang ate ko. One of my sisters is a huge Japanophile. Like, she dresses up like a Japanese girl. Most people think she's Japanese, but she's Chinese. Like, she even dyes her hair in the Japanese style and everything. Like, everything. She's so influenced by Japanese. She loves Japanese food. And at the time, I think Makati Cinema Square had a Japanese store. Nagbebenta sila ng mga magazine, ng mga manga, mga ganun. Adult stuff for those who are interested. May nabili siya mga new type magazine noong time na yon. Eh, ang hirap pa mag-import ng new type magazine noong time na yun, diba?
That was one thing na I could never find.
Mm-mm.
I could, or if you would find it, ang mahal niya, it's so expensive. Yes. I think if you compare to like gaming magazines, which are from 150 to 500,
mm-mm,
some new type magazines can go upwards ng I think even now, like, 600 to 1K.
Yeah.
They don't come by often. Their content's really great.
Yeah. So, like, speaking of that, either yung nag-travel kami abroad to places where mas accessible ang Gundam. So, like, East Asian countries, mga ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Baka punta kami ng the Sogo department store. Palagi sa may Gundam magazine dati in the early 2000s, mga ganun. So, medyo nag-grow yung interest ko sa Gundam from there. Pero hindi ako like super duper fan. Mas super fan ng kapatid ko. But yeah, my first exposure was Gundam Wing on GMA. And then, it was around the same time as mga Flame of Rekka on GMA, Fushigi Yugi, or Evangelion on ABS-CBN. And I think at the time they were still calling it Evangelion kasi hindi pa na, may napansin akong trend pala sa ABS is that sometimes the voice acting is on such a strict time pressure. So paminsan hindi nila nalalaman yung pronunciation until like halfway through. Parang yun nangyari sa Ghost Fighter, diba? Diba may isang character nga akala natin babae, lalaki pala. Tapos I think the cast had to adjust to that. Yeah, mga ganun, diba? Yung akala na ng lalaki, babae, tapos lalaki pala, or like baliktad, mga ganun. Parang voice actors are on such time pressure yung time nyo to finish recording kasi nga, diba, every week may bagong episode. Paminsan, wala na silang time to like look further into the newer episodes to see. But yun. Sorry, nag-rant out na ako. Gundam Wing, GMA.
Yeah. But also cool, come to think of it now, anime voice dubbers here in the Philippines. And they had so many opportunities. And dami nilang gig.
Mr. Satan, nasa Asia Pop Comic Con pa dati.
Diba? Like, they had great gigs until like from the 90s, 2000s. Sunod-sunod yung anime nila. I think until now naman eh. And then, you know, even yung like Korean, Chinese, Japanese na mga drama.
Yes,
God, they're true. Dubbing that. Of course, pati yung mga Spanish language telenovelas, those were cool. Ayun. But yeah, first Gundam series, Wing and G. So it's either of the two, or three. Mm-hmm. If you're a bit of an older fan, maybe Zeta, maybe the very first Mobile Suit Gundam. Or for some people, 8MS Team, which is so niche na ano, as a first series, which is kind of, although also very cool as a first series because 8MS Team is one of the best Gundam anime. Until now. And if there's one thing about the 8MS Team, holy crap, the animation is just perfect. Okay, now after we watched our first Gundam series, now we talked about our other stuff, but after our initial first few shows, how else did we discover more Gundam series? Like, some of them aren't on TV, some of them aren't even mentioned on a lot of places except for certain magazines. But yeah, how else did you watch Gundam? So, you know, whether it be official or unofficial, I guess we'll just dub the unofficial as rated R for for the high seas. Anyway, we'll start with Kevin on it. How else did you discover more Gundam series and how did you watch them? For Discover More, you could just say where, like, did you see any magazine or media with Gundam na, I want to watch this. And for watching, how else?
How else? Okay, so yun nga, we have, of course, Seven have like the three classics from the 90s, G, Wing, and X. I think the early 2000s, ABS-CBN has shown Gundam Seed and Seed Destiny. You remember seeing those?
Oh, yeah.
Yun, so, yun, ABS have gone into the Gundam game as well. Pero yun lang, it's the seed era na. And yun, doon natin nakilala yung ano, ang ating Lord and Savior, Jesus Yamato.
Oh, God.
The immortal Jesus Yamato. So, yun. Pero medyo nag-way yung ano ko sa Gundam back then eh. Pero I still like Gundam pagdating ng Seed. Pero I think Seed was like too mainstream. Masyadong gwapo yung bida. Yung Gundam is like puro ano na, puro beam spam. So sa dami ng weapons. And ayun, I scour yung mga suki nating tindahan sa ano. Kasi back in high school, malapit kami sa Palengke, yung high school namin. So, makatabing tindahan yan ng mga DVDs, mga rated R, DVD both figuratively and literally. So, they have this kasi may ibang mga ano, medyo mapili pa ako pag bumibili ako ng DVDs. Kasi ayoko yung ano, yung nakakarton lang, tapos andun sa loob yung CD. there are some na nagtitinda, naka-case, na parang akala mo PS2 game. Tapos nag-effort sila dun sa balot, kasi naka-plastic yung balot, tapos yung pinrint nila na visuals nung ano, nung visuals nung palabas or nung anime is like high quality. Tapos kahit nonsense nakalagay sa likod, but back then, parang tatlo yata yung binili kong ganun. Nakabili ako ng Victory Gundam, English dub ng G Gundam, at Turn A.
So
gamit na gamit yung DVD namin every weekends, kaya every weekends yun lang yung pinanood ko ng paulit-ulit. Tapos hanggang sa nawala na yung shop na yun, medyo nalungkot pa ako na wala yung shop na yun, kasi yung mga natira na lang is yung mga tindahan ng DVD na hindi maganda yung ano, yung sobrang fake nung ano, sobrang fake nung pagkaka-photoshop ng mga Gundam. Yung picture RX-78-2 pero yung title Gundam Seed. Mga ganun.
Oh yeah. Super dami. Or yung ano, Gundam Seed pero double O yung nakalagay sa front. So yun yung
fun. So yun, nakakaano talaga. Or yun, mga ganun yung naging ano ko. Kasi sobrang hindi pa reliable ng internet nun. It's like 3 Mbps, tapos dial up, so someone uses the landline, hindi ka na makakapag-internet, so you cannot use the internet pag may gagamit ng phone. So yun, gamit na gamit yung DVD player namin sa bahay because of that. Then after that, yun, medyo bumilis yung internet, naglabasa na yung mga ano, yung mga streaming sites like YouTube and some early Crunchyroll nung pirat pa sila, doon na ako nakapanood ng ibang Gundams like 8MS Team, Double O. Doon ko unang pinanood ang Double O and Gundam Age. Before napunta yung Double O sa TV5. So, doon ako lalong naging in tune with the Gundams. Tapos yun, I learned about the toys. Sinusundan ko na yung balita from the toys sa iba't ibang mga blog sites, tapos tumitingin na ako sa mga toy shops kung saan may toys. Then yun, I've been into the rabbit hole.
Okay, nice.
So
Steven, on your end, how did you discover more Gundam and how did you try and watch? same
siguro you could say na swerte kami na may cable kami ng time na yun. So around the same time na lumabas yung Gundam Wing sa GMA, may ano rin kami, may Cartoon Network kami noon. Tapos yung Cartoon Network around 2000, 2001, mga ganun. Medyo dumadami yung mga, nag-ramp up na yung mga series ng mga Gundam na pinapakita sa TV. So I think around, kailan natin Seed and Seed Destiny was around 2001, tama ba?
Seed was 02, Seed Destiny was 04, but I think yung broadcast here was like 2004, 2005.
Yeah, around 2006, that time. Yeah. So I think around 2001, 2002, Gundam Wing was still playing on Toonami. Tapos English dub pa siya. Tapos yung sa GMA at the time, it was already Gundam X, sa alam ko. Tapos, luckily, yung ate ko, she's very high-tech. And yun nga, yung Japanophile kong ate, discovered the high seas. Let's just say that. Diyan namin na-discover ang Gundam Seed, Seed Destiny. Totoo nga. Totoo yung sinasabi ni Kevin about Jesus Kira Yamato, the never can be killed. Like, even Amuro Ray was supposedly killed and yet Kira Yamato is still alive. Like, how the fuck is he still alive?
There's only one or two more protagonists that can try and
Hiro Yui probably, I don't know, but like imagine what kahit yung bida ng Iron-Blooded Orphans died, diba? Anyway, for the longest time hanggang torrent lang kami, and then over the years Jude kind of reintroduced me to Gundam over the years, tapos na mention niya nga na Sunrise decided na, hey, let's not do the old Japanese style of like limiting everything to Japan only. Exclusive
broadcasts to their own channels.
Huwag na natin broadcast sa TV Tokyo lang. Let's expand our horizons. Unlike a certain new Japanese wrestling company, they don't do DDTs. They do not have Tokyo Princesses. You know who we're talking about. Sobrang strict nila with copyright. But then, so the likes of Tsuburaya Productions, the creators of Ultraman, and Sunrise, creators of Gundam, decided, alam mo, let's just share it online. Let's just put the one per region blocks depending on the area.
Best part is like giving them everything giving us the weekly habit of waiting for an episode.
So. Exactly, diba? Yung parang hindi ka na, you're not gonna do a Netflix style drop. You do a weekly drop. Like yung diba, what was the last series we followed together, Jude, sa YouTube, diba? Was Build Divers. Diba? We were watching that like every few weeks, diba? It was not bad. Tsaka, it was nice kasi nga, walang region block. You can watch it on your own time.
Oh, and yeah. Best part is they had subtitles for multiple languages. Especially
yun.
Sa Tagalog.
So, yes, ang daming subtitles for everything.
So, there were at least parang 10. At least 10.
In languages,
I know there's more. Kasi they sometimes split. There's a version that has English... English, Chinese, subtitles, and then there's the Indonesian, Korean on the other video. So they had so many options there.
Yeah. So like yun nga, that's how my viewing evolved from TV to cable to torrents to well, the best way, honestly, the best method for me, just distribute it for free, man. I mean, look at Ultraman. Ultraman has suddenly started thriving again because you can watch his latest TV. On YouTube for free, no big deal. Super Sentai
for free
good
for two
luck.
Weeks.
Oh, 2 week delay. Like, good luck. Good luck with Super Sentai.
To be fair, yet, Gundam also got that resurgence when they broadcasted Build Fighters. Because everyone was watching that. Everyone was buying the model kits, and then I think Gundam Unicorn was in cinema. The last few episodes of Gundam Unicorn was on cinema, so it was like a resurgence of people buying more Gundam model kits, me included. So now there's like a nice little shelf of boxes here. But then that's how we discovered Gundam. But yeah, okay, my turn. After Wing GNX, I was watching Seed and Seed Destiny, so I had 5 Gundam series under my belt. So that was kind of cool, diba? The problem is I didn't have any Universal Century Gundam shows on my belt. Diba? 5 of them were alternate universe Gundams. Mm-hmm. So as much as some of them are really good, GX and the first Seed, I'll attest to that they're really great for as a beginner Gundam show. I didn't have a Universal Century show, so I didn't watch the original Gundam series all the way up to Victory, any of the UC timeline. So I discovered that timeline exists when I was reading K-Zone. Like K-Zone had a timeline of Gundam. Like I think it was 20th anniversary or parang 25th. That's why they had a feature on K-Zone. But yeah, it was really good kasi I got to know the many different things about Gundam. One of those was like best Gundam fights. So I got to find out the battles between like the Universal Century characters. So it was so cool. And then eventually that got me curious and wanting more Gundam. So like, where can I find this? Where can I find my Gundam shows? And then, you know, my answer was, my answer was a little place called, Ruins here, which recently closed down, sadly. But then it was a hub for, it was a hub for a lot of anime things and video game things. And it had every geeky thing. It had, Yu-Gi-Oh cards, Gundam kits. It had video games. It had trading cards. It was everything there. Whether it be an official or quote-unquote non-official. So, different options. But it was so good. Eventually I got some of those DVDs. Yung mga misprinted DVDs, heavily mistranslated ones that Kevin mentioned just a while ago. Super ano, super cringy. Looking back, look how. But yeah, those were the times, and I watched ano, I watched Zeta Gundam first before the first, very first Gundam series. Ooh, I binged heavy, that for like 2 weeks straight. I binged that for 2 weeks straight. It was fun. Because I was exposed to the video game that featured Zeta Gundam. So like, I want to know more. I want to watch the series. Because the game was so compelling. And then I was in high school. I had like, I was absent for 2 weeks. I think I had chicken pox. So all I had to do was watch, you know, watch Gundam in my room. And then enjoy. And after that, I watched the first Gundam series. That was, I've watched half of Victory. I less than half of Victory before I moved on to other things, like watching other things. I think I was into music back then. Diba? I was into music, so like I kind of stopped. And then eventually, I got back because I was randomly researching Gundam. And all of a sudden, YouTube has official streams of Gundam Unicorn. All six episodes before the final episode was gonna be released that same year, and then there's Gundam Build Fighters at the same time, so I was binging that up by the end of college. So that's how I got back, and yeah, that's how my Gundam journey went from, you know, went from unofficial to quite to very official, and that's it. After that, our next thing is random question, kind of a niche question, since I don't think everyone watches Gundam this way. But my question is, were some of you guys able to watch Gundam on cinema? At least. So we'll start with Kevin. So Kevin, were you able to watch any Gundam movie in the cinema?
I was planning to. I think SM had the Unicorn OVAs available back then. Yeah. However, yun, I don't have the time that yet because, you know, call center. And yeah. Time is of an essence. I'm working. So, all my Gundam movies were just through my browser or through my phone.
Rated R. Or official and official.
Official na. Official
na rated ngayon. R and official. To be fair, this week, Gundam, for this month, they're releasing Gundam movies. They're streaming Gundam movies for free a couple of weeks.
Compilation movies, I guess, right?
Yeah, much of the compilation movies, the Gundam 00 movie, and I think that covers most of it. But yeah, okay, Gundam in cinema. So Steven, were you able to watch any Gundam on cinema?
Not yet. Parang feeling ko my fandom for Gundam isn't as like deep enough to the point na gusto kong manood sa cinema. Kasi, I don't know, parang, maybe it's just me. Parang I'd say mas casual Gundam fan ako. Like I know a bit about, you know, the lore of the Universal Century, pero hindi ako sobrang familiar with everything. Like, I think si Tim Villasor, yung friend natin, would probably be more familiar with Gundam. Mm-hmm. And like, probably watch in the cinema. I mean, okay. He probably gets perks to get to watch in cinema. I don't know.
Okay. So, for my cinema experience, I've watched two on cinema. So, I've watched the first episode of, Gundam Origin. The very first Gundam Origin episode and Gundam Narrative, the sequel to Unicorn in universe. Yeah, not really a sequel, but a follow up to Unicorn, same timeline, just after. It was fun. It was a fun experience. I think especially Narrative, because Narrative was like a full movie, and I was watching it like officially on the big screen, so it was fun. Nice. I think I watched it SM South Mall. I watched Origin on Mega Mall. So you got to go around Mega Mall a bit. So that was fun. But yeah, it was cool. It was cool to watch on cinema. Because you get to see, I think when watching Origin, some of the some of the fans watching, they were shocked to see, they were surprised to see a couple of characters. Like, I think everyone, I think some people let out noise when they saw Rambaral, younger Rambaral in Origins.
Younger Rambaral.
That was really awesome. So yeah, I like the cinematic experience. I'm not sure, I can't remember the other merch that were tied to it, but sometimes there's exclusive model kits. Not sure if they released it here. And there's other merch that you can get. But yeah, watching Gundam on the cinema like allows you to get those other stuff on events. So yeah, now we touched this upon the streaming era. So what was the first stream you guys watched? Mine would be Build Fighters. Yeah, mine would be Gundam Unicorn paga. So yeah, and Kevin, what was your first official stream? Let's make this quick.
Actually, my first was Builders Try.
Oh,
so okay. I watch Build Fighters Try, then I watch Build Fighters. So
nice.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, you wouldn't lose too much. Like, you wouldn't be confused that much for if you watch Try first, then Build Fighters. They're supposed to be connected, but there's not much lore follow-ups aren't that big compared. But yeah. Steven, what was the first official stream you watched?
The first official stream I watched was probably season 2 of Iron-Blooded Orphans. Cause I was just randomly watching on YouTube. I'm like, oh damn. Ooh. That's like shit. That's like the most real Gundam series ever. By the way, shout out to FNC Mind on Twitch saying I cry watching Gundam when Lakon dies.
Oh no, yeah, that's one of the more painful deaths in Gundam.
Oh, he gave three crying emojis. So sad, man.
Yeah, double O lock on Stratos. So, yeah, we should make if we make an episode on saddest Gundam deaths, yeah, that's one from Double O has
definitely
a couple, but this is the saddest one.
I think Iron-Blooded
Orphans really has so many, but I'll only pick Biscuit.
So how many FNC Mind the one where his brother replaces him, but the original is always the best.
the convenience twin, but yeah.
Oh. That's so sad.
It was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool one. Double O is really good though. Like, looking back, it's a series that can stand on its own. Like, if that's the first one you watch, solid. Like,
nice.
It's kind of like a remixed version of Wing. Because you had the same, a group of Gundam pilots on a mission, across the world. But this one is it's a bit better for me. Like, you get to see, the political side.
Yeah.
The politics of Double O is way better than Wing. Because Wing means, you get either confused, bored, or bored to sleep just by when they're talking about their politics. Because it's not as clear. It's not as compelling as the other Gundam series. But yeah, Double O is really great. That's why,
I think for me, Gundam Wing was like the Star Wars Episode 1 of Gundam series of Gundam. Too much political talk that gets people bored. Oh, by the way, FNC Mind has a question. What's better, Gundam or Code Geass?
If we're talking about a specific series, Code Geass can beat out a lot of Gundam series. It's nice. Code Geass. It's mostly one anime. Mm-mm. One anime with 3 seasons and a pretty solid OVA. Nice. And I think I would still say Gundam just because there's so many to choose from. But Code Geass is really, really good. Like, standalone, it's one of the best anime of the 2000s. I would argue that Code Geass was better than all of the 2000s Gundam anime. Because Code Geass was way more popular. Like, way more popular and was more compelling. Like, it did what a lot of Gundam series did. And did it really well. It had, it had politics. The main character is pretty much the villain who established, his own order of, own world order, diba? So it was really cool. But yeah, Double O and Code Geass. Yeah, those were highlights for ano. Those were highlights for the 2000s if we're talking about that. Nice. But yeah, our next thing. Our next thing is since we talked about Gundam streaming on YouTube, eventually they moved to Netflix. Eventually they had Gundam shows on Netflix, not moved because they still have both of them, and that was really awesome. So, when Gundam was on Netflix, I was kind of surprised. Like, woo, okay, it's finally there. It's not the first mecha that they had.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first ones that I saw on Netflix was Knights of Sidonia. Kevin, if you remember that, have you tried watching that?
Yeah, I think that's like long ago. I didn't have Netflix yet, but I watched a few episodes of Knights of Sidonia. I kind of turned off because of the animation, the CG part, but it's quite good.
It's really good. It's one of those, it's actually bleak. It's actually bleak and dark. Come to think of it. But yeah. So Knights of Sidonia was one of the first ones, and it was really good. Like, 2 seasons, and until now, we haven't had a season 3, even though the manga is already very much done. As in, the story has wrapped up in the manga. But yeah, the very first Gundam, I think, very first Gundams that were streaming there was Iron-Blooded Orphans first.
I think so. Or like there was a movie. There was a movie. I think Narrative came out on Netflix first. I'm not sure.
Not yet.
Yes.
I think, not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
And then eventually they moved. They had Hathaway's Flash, which we'll talk about a bit. But first they had the compilation movies, the first 3 Mobile Suit Gundam movies. Which was, the reason why Gundam was alive to begin with. Because in the series, the original series wasn't well received. So the movies were way better received. Because they were, in a way, they were edited better. They were promoted way better. Because the original Gundam was left out to die. But yeah, and also, of course, the toys help. After that, Char's Counterattack was there.
Oh my god, Char's Counterattack.
I found that through our sister's Winamp.
Gundam Unicorn was there. All 7 Gundam Unicorn episodes. And then eventually, Mobile Suit Gundam Hathaway, which was the adaptation of Hathaway's Flash. Nice. Surprising, because Gundam rarely adapts written works, diba? Kasi they make anime first and then they write about
novels
and
probably
about it after
novels.
But Unicorn and Hathaway's Flash are different kasi they were from novels and they adapted it into really successful OVA and now a very successful movie. I know the other 2 movies aren't out yet, but the first one was very well received. And God, they gave them enough production money. It was so good. Another nice mention is Thunderbolt, which was a manga adaptation.
Manga I think that's anime, like an alternate timeline, right?
Yeah, it's as they said, it's an alternate timeline of Universal Century, as much as you'd want that in the actual Universal Century. But then their tech is so broken compared to their tech is too advanced and too broken for the original timeline.
Yeah, like, they just introduced Zeta and it was
in Thunderbolt. I should see that.
Yes.
Oh no. Okay. So they're really going for the alternate timeline. I think it's the same as the origin timeline and the advance of Zeta, which was like remasters of the original timeline, but with better looking mobile suits.
True.
But yeah. From the comments, what rank is Shir Amada? I think he was Ensign at the very least. Most of the Gundam pilots are Ensigns, or at least
Ensigns.
Go up to Lieutenants. Or sometimes they don't even have ranks, but then Ensign is always given as a default since that's like the very low, the lowest rank you could give to like any pilot of that time in any Gundam, which is funny. Who fired the shot that changed Gundam history? Now, which shot is this? Because it is the iconic final shot. There's the iconic
bringing down headshot, or the comet Gundam that destroyed Gundam. Hong Kong. I don't know.
Gundam Wing destroying everything. Oh yeah, Jameel. Oh yeah. See, Gundam X is an iconic shot because you know those cannons were meant to destroy space colonies. That was insane.
Damn.
But yeah, Netflix was so good because it's finally on a very popular mainstream platform that people across the world can access, and it makes watching Gundam so much easier because justifies having a Netflix subscription more because there's a lot of good anime and there's Gundam, so now I'm not letting that go, especially that I'm waiting for that. But yeah, yeah, guys, what else do you think about Netflix streaming impact of having Netflix Gundam on Netflix? So Kevin, we'll start with you.
Sure. As someone who doesn't have Netflix yet, having Netflix is really good. It puts Gundam into more monitors. More eyes can see them, and I really wish that they will have like at least like most of the good ones, G Gundam, Victory. They have the OVAs as well, like Stardust Memory. Even not Gundam as well, other Sunrise Mecha series can be. I really wish they would be on Netflix as well. Your Lasers, Dragonars, Votoms. I really hope that once this Gundam became big, they also push for those other niche titles to be available on Netflix as well.
Yan. For me, ako nakakatulong talaga yung Netflix. Sure, yan. I think it really, kasi okay, as much as I hate to say it, Gundam became a niche thing around post-2000s, medyo, mm-hmm. in a way. Mm-hmm. Hindi na siya as big as it was before in like the early 2000s. Like post-Seed, like a lot of people, you know, after nawala siya sa ABS and GMA, for me, from my perspective, hindi na siya as big as it was before. And then ngayon naging niche popularity na lang siya. Netflix will definitely help bring a wider audience to watch Gundam. Kasi, for all we know, baka manood siya ng Gundam Origin or something, or like, you know, yung, I think may compilation na movie ngayon sa Netflix showing the original MS series. Yeah. You know, Amuro Ray's era. Ginawa nilang 3 movies, pero they combined several episode arcs and turned it into one big movie. So, yun yung maganda. Kasi ngayon, may Cliff Notes version ka ng Gundam. So you understand the pain that Amuro Ray went through being forced to suddenly pilot this machine, losing his dad. Like so many... Tama ba? Is his dad? Tama ba? Yung parang professor?
Let's just say almost every Gundam protagonist loses their mom and dad in various orders.
Okay.
I've seen that happen in... I think Amuro may be an exception because I think it's just his father who passed away.
Yeah, his father passed away because I think the
other Gundam protagonists, their parents die in sequences or at the same time.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Shin Asuka, we're looking at you.
don't even get me started on Shin Asuka. My gosh.
But yeah, anyway, let's just move on that. But yeah,
let's move on.
But yeah, Netflix is such an accessible platform, and I hope there's I have a wish list of Gundam shows and mecha shows that I wish they could add. Mm-mm. One of the things they had is Gridman. They have SSSS Gridman.
The anime.
Which is the anime adaptation of Gridman, which is I know it's was it related to Ultraman? That's one thing I can't recall.
It's not. It's basically like Matrix Ultraman, but there is Ultraman elements on it, but he's not related to Ultraman.
Okay, but yeah. it's kind of cool that they have it there because it's more mecha and more ice. Code Geass is there, of course. Code Geass season 1, season 2, and then even the Lucha Resurrection, the which I haven't watched because I can't accept that he's back.
It's good though. Back. Watch it.
I should watch it. I should watch it soon enough. But I think it. I don't think Code Geass misses naman. Maybe Akito's Exile might be not as good as the original series, but then it's still it's still compelling. Because the animation on that was so good. I remember I haven't finished it, but seeing a few bits of it, like, oh my god. this is what I wanted the original Code Geass series to at least look like if they ever remastered.
Better budget.
So good. But yeah, OVAs kasi have a better budget and fewer episodes. So yeah, you can splurge out on look at Unicorn. Look at 8 MST.
True.
Look at Stardust Memory where all their anime, that's the holy grail of Gundam animation. Include Thunderbolt. Those four.
True.
Those four are the best. Like Hathaway not yet kasi binitin tayo for the she and Penelope fight. I hate it, but it's fine. It's fair. Sige. You just tease us.
Maglaro ka na lang muna ng Super Robot Wars para makita mo yung fight.
Play Super Robot Wars. A lot of them have Hathaway's fashion on there, and a lot of them have basically at least the original Gundam. I remember my Super Robot Wars J ata, the GBA one, had didn't have, the only Gundam it had was Seed and G.
True, yes.
Super interesting. I think that was my first Super Robot Wars because I was expecting that at least Amuro would usually be there. But yeah, it was so good. Mm-hmm. It was still good because Seed and G were fun. Tapos, I didn't mind not having that many Gundam because Combat Gear V and Voltes 5 can have a combo attack.
Yes. Yes. Grand Dasher sword.
It's either the sword or the yung rail, the rail of yung Combat Gear rail attack.
Yes.
I always end with Voltes 5, but it's worth it. But yeah. So cool. Mentally, I have a mental list of wish list of Gundam shows that I wish we could have on Netflix. Macross sana, but Harmony Gold sucks. Harmony Gold sucks.
Yeah, like, true. They agreed for distribution. I think that's the latest. But I think what Har wants is put them all under Robotech's name. So Robotech Delta, Robotech 7, or something like that. Robotech Frontier.
If they're just gonna change the title, sure, okay, diba? That's fine. If it's only Robotech, we're gonna punch a few people and walls after that. It's gonna be bad. It's very awful.
True.
One thing I wish they bring back, they removed Knights of Sidonia on Netflix. I was looking for it a few weeks ago. Like, I want to watch Knights of Sidonia because I miss it. And I was on an Attack on Titan binge. So I was looking for shows where characters die a lot. And it's like Last Hope for Humanity kind of thing. So, ayun. Knights of Sidonia.
Let's see Dion then.
I should try. But yeah, there were so many. Looking at while we wait for a season, let's look at some comments. I'm checking out some stuff. Oh, someone agreed that about our take on Gundam 00. Yeah, Gundam 00 is really great. If that's your first series, that's a great entry point because it introduces a lot of all of the relevant Gundam plot points and tropes that you need to know. Whether it be politics or the classic character structure. But yeah, hi Steven. Let's go. So I guess that's it for our Gundam streaming section. Because that's it. Netflix has made Gundam mainstream and Gundam Gundam on YouTube is gonna be a thing soon. Gonna mm-hmm. be even more of a thing soon.
Yeah.
Gundam is on the US is on Hulu. So that's really great. And eventually we'll have a bit more. But yeah, we'll have movies soon. Now we'll have two more Hathaway's movies because they're gonna finish the entire story arc. But I already know what happened. I guess Kevin, you know what happens to Hathaway. So we don't want to talk about that. But yeah. For those who read the novel, yeah, it's worth crying over, maybe. I don't like Hathaway though. I'm not a fan of Hathaway because I saw what he did in Char's Counterattack. It was annoying. But anyway, Gundam in 2022 though. There's gonna be a lot of stuff. There's gonna be a lot of stuff happening. Okay, first off, there's a movie called Gundam Kukuro's Doan's Island, which is a movie remake of episodes 14 and 15 of Gundam, of the original Mobusuit Gundam. So basically, this is the closest thing we'll ever have to a full Gundam Mobusuit Gundam remake. So they're gonna remaster everything. I mean, Origin counts pala in a way as a remake-ish alternate universe thing. But yeah, Kukuro's Doan's Island is basically like a return for a lot of the original Gundam cast, the voice cast. Toro Furuya, it might be his last role, last time he'll play as Amuro Ray. Especially the 15-year-old Amuro Ray. So that's going to be really sad. But what a way for him to end his Gundam career. You know, by going full circle in the 40th anniversary celebration. I think 40, 50. But then, yeah, it's going to be really cool. Next is Witch from Mercury, which we don't have info apart from the title. They confirmed that all they did was... They said, "Nah, this is the title of the anime. This is the release."
Nice.
On October. That's gonna be cool.
Is it gonna be like a new timeline or is it Universal Century?
I think they're branding it as a new timeline. Interesting that the title is Witch from Mercury. I would think nah, we haven't had a Gundam with a female protagonist ever.
Actually.
Christina McKenzie doesn't count. I'm sorry. Even me before wanted to make it count, it doesn't count. But then it would be cool. If this is a Gundam, they said it's a Gundam for a younger audience, I wouldn't mind the man. Like Build Fighters is there. That's already for a younger audience.
That's true.
I don't think there's Gundam Force.
Oh, diba? And ST Gundam Force, people should, I don't think, it's worth complaining about. All I care about is there's a new Gundam series and they're experimenting again. A new timeline. That's all I care about na, they're trying something new. Kasi, for me, Gundam is good when they try something new. Like, finally, they went to UC-100, diba?
Yeah.
They finally went beyond. They tried Hathaway. I hope they try and revive Victory, diba? Victory is kasi depression in anime form.
Victory.
Which for Mercury is the next major series that they're hyping up, but there's still no info. But I think we'll get it in the next few months, by June, maybe by. I forgot what anime events or what Gundam events they have in the next few months. Like, I know there's like a hobby convention in Japan where they release.
Can they still have conventions right now? I mean, Japan's like COVID handling is really weird. Like one day people will say, "Oh, it's really good," and then another day it's like, "Oh no, we gotta restrict again." It's weird.
Yeah, but I think it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be back the month, whether it be on online or physical. But yeah. That'd be cool though. But yeah, apart from that, there's the Iron Blooded Orphan Special, which is like a compilation set of movies for Iron Blooded Orphans. They even got a new opening from Man with a Mission. So that was kind of
nice.
They got a special opening. And Yeah, Gundam Iron Blooded Orphans openings. Side note, they're really great. They're some of the best. Like, all of the Gundam animes that have four Gundam openings are really good. That includes Age. Yes, Age openings were good. So, the Gundam Seed and Seed Destiny, of course, you know.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah.
Maybe Wings of Words may not be my cup of tea, but it's still good. Gundam in 2020. Oh, I saw this kanina lang. Gundam Seed HD Remaster Blu-ray, which is I think they released this na before, or they haven't. Just they've only streamed the remaster of Seed and Seed Destiny, but the Blu-ray box is expensive, 44,000 yen.
Oh, that's like 22,000 pesos.
It's like, yeah, that's 20K. Okay. If we're gonna have our usual patong price, that's like 22 to 25K, which is fair naman. Fair enough. Okay. Damn. Okay. Oh. What's included? There's a 204-page archive booklet.
Wow.
Okay.
There's a 36-page special booklet.
Not special. How is it special?
Not sure about that. But
gonna teach us how to pilot a Gundam or make one?
Probably a piloting manual, hopefully. There's also a 60-page illustration book, Gundam Seed illustration book. That's awesome. Ooh. Already. Audio commentary, which is kind of interesting. I mean, it's in Japanese, but then that's cool. Always cool to have audio commentary. Gives extra perspective from the creators themselves. From Fukuda. And there's also a special talk video featuring Mitsuo Fukuda and TM Revolution Takanori Nishikawa, so the vocalist.
Nice. Nice.
Which was, you know, Miguel Ayman and Haine Westerfluss in the anime. And he only lasted for like, what, two episodes?
If you see TM Revolution in real life, you'll be surprised that he's 50-something.
Yeah, well, they're veterans of the industry and they're really cool.
Yeah.
And there's also newly recorded audio commentary for certain episodes.
Oh, I love audio commentary.
And there's newly drawn color paper illustrations. Ooh. So that's really cool. So it's a very complete set. You're buying
that kind of explains the price.
It justifies the price.
Yeah,
God, your watch. The best thing is also you're watching Gundam Seed on 4K.
Oh,
true.
Pretty. Blu-ray.
Jesus, Yamato in 4K.
Diba? You get to see all of that. Seed is good, parin. What I wouldn't vouch for is Seed Destiny. It's the one that, it's the only series I would consider to be really bad. Yes, Build Divers isn't as bad as Seed Destiny for me. Like, at least Build Divers was at least, at least had a comprehensible plot na proper, diba? It was proper. Re-Rise was good. Re-Rise had this arc. Did you watch Re-Rise?
We lost Kevin.
But we did watch, diba, Steven? We did our Re-Rise review back in 2020.
Yeah, and it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
There was a story arc that had no right being really great and really emotional for a Gundam series that's about an MMO.
It's weird because how did that happen?
We're able to watch Divers Re-Rise.
Yes, of course. That's every week. Even though I didn't like the combination at the last episode, fun.
But yeah, the arc where they had the rescue arc they had was actually really good because, oh my god, they had to prevent someone from actually dying, so that was cool, diba? You forget that it's a kid's anime and they kind of went back to old school Gundam where if you don't do this someone will die, and usually someone does, but not this time. But yeah, it's really cool. Next one is they have a video game. There's an FPS game, Gundam Evolution. Weird because
Gundam Overwatch.
Yeah, Gundam Overwatch, essentially. That's how it plays, from how it looks. Because you pick characters as mobile suits as characters. And it's weird. I would try it since I play FPS games, but I'm not expecting this to be something that would set the world on fire. I would, if this plays well, at least I think it would be okay. But I'm not sure how people aren't receiving it well now.
From
yeah, it's an FPS game. You rather have a third-person Gundam game, na hack and slash, or at least something like Gundam Breaker 3 again.
New what
Gundam
was that game Breaker we played before, Jude?
What?
There was this Gundam game before, diba? Sa PS4, it was free.
Oh, Gundam Battle Operation was good.
People yes, like that one. Yeah.
The problem lang is, yeah, it's ultra competitive. Like if you're a newbie, you're gonna get destroyed by veteran pilots who have like the five star RX-78.
Ooh.
Or the full armor double Zeta. So like, bye. You're gonna get destroyed again. But it's pretty good. That's why it always has a consistent audience. But yeah, apart from that, lastly, Gundam Park Fukuoka.
Ooh.
April 25.
Oh, if only Japan could open already and like get their shit together.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a lot of they haven't really released that much info. There's a special Gundam Park Fukuoka RX-93 new Gundam kits. There's an SD, there's an SD RG and HG version of it. Entry grade, RG, and BB Senshi. Okay, that's really cool. So, this is, there's a lot of activities. There's a Versus Park. This is all concept so far, but that's the reason they have this new Gundam that they put. So
ooh, a Gundam cafe.
Cool. Yeah, there's, I hope they have a cafe again.
There's a Gundam cafe called Side F, I think. Oh wait, hold on.
Yeah, Side F. Oh, they're bringing back the cafe thing.
Yeah, so they are. Really,
it's worth. It's good. It's something nice. That at least once Japan gets their stuff together, it's worth visiting, and you know, something more for Gundam fans, especially this year. There's so many good things in Gundam.
Yeah.
You know, Thunderbolt hasn't finished yet. The manga, and
yes,
that one is a crazy ass ride. It's insane.
Yes,
I don't get what's happening.
They just introduced Zeta on the manga, so
see, that's how far they're going. Because you thought na it's just it's just 1 year war, and now they've went beyond Stardust Memory. they went Zeta. So like, what are you doing? Is the time? Wait, if they introduce Zeta, does that mean they're in like UC86 as well?
That's probably. I only saw the scans. They don't have it translated yet. But yeah, I think some of the fans are already thinking that there will be a time skip.
Oh God, it's the craziest. For me, it's the craziest Gundam work ever, and.
See what happens when you fill your timeline too much.
I saw the scan. I saw the Wave Rider Zeta scan. Oh no! Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm done. I have to read this now. This is beautiful. I have the first four volumes of Thunderbolt.
Nice.
But then I need to buy the next translated volumes soon. But then, really cool. Gundam is. Very accessible now. You can watch it almost everywhere officially, and happy that Sunrise decided that it's a great move. It's a move that they should take to modernize.
True.
And you know, model kits are similar.
Every other company is doing it now.
EV Asahi, we're looking at you.
This is how you revive. This is how you keep your franchises alive and keep people interested or curious, at the very least curious about it. Because look, when Gundam put their stuff on YouTube, people bought more kits. Now, you know, there's enough money to make Universal Century stuff. There's enough money to make new series. There's enough money for everything they can do. They're now even making a Gundam Park. I think if it weren't for making Gundam more accessible to everyone, I don't think this would happen. But so
speaking of the Gundam Park, I'm really hoping na yung nabasa ko kanina is not just a you know that scene sa Build Divers, meron yung scene na they're just building kits. Now they're gonna have a little section in the Gundam Park where you do that, because you know what's missing there? A Gundam Cafe. I really hope they bring back the Gundam Cafe after it started closing in January. So hopefully they come back.
But yeah. That'd be really cool. But yeah, that's our episode. That's episode 110. But before we go, Kevin, since you have a podcast, I guess it's worth you do the honors of plugging this awesome podcast.
You could always follow Elitistang Weebo Podcast. Available kami sa Spotify or kung saan man kayo nakikinig ng podcast. This March is a team month, another team month. I called it Mex Mads. So last week, I already rammed about Mazinger Z and my love for Mazinger Z. This episode I'll be recording later will be me talking about Macross, the original Macross. Hindi ko pa alam kung ano yung... through the two episodes, but it would be mech related, and maybe I'll do something niche or maybe Gundam.
What Gundam? Nice.
So yun. And yeah, you could also follow me. My personal Twitter, Instagram is at elitistangkebs, and you could always follow the podcast on Facebook, facebook.com/elitistangwebpod.
Nice.
That's it.
But yun, awesome. Okay, now for our end, now you can listen to the audio version of this episode on the Geeky Ones on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and other podcast platforms na you can check out. Almost all of them are free. You can download, listen to anywhere you want. And yeah, for the socials, at the Geeky Ones on Facebook, Twitch, Instagram,
Twitter and YouTube
and Twitter. So yes. At the Geeky Ones, TheGeekyJuans. And for our website, thegeekyones.com. Stay tuned because I'll be posting, I'll be talking about Front Mission and best games. If while you're waiting for Front Mission, I'll be posting about the best games that you can play that are similar to Front Mission while you're waiting for something. Front Mission like games
there. Another Century Ace or Another Century.
So many stuff, but yeah, and I guess and then our individual accounts. So Steven, your socials there.
All right, I am at Stevie Said Yup. That's STEVIESAIDYUP. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, where I just rant about hockey because hockey trade deadline season is coming. So we're going to have fun. Yeah, it's going to be madness because I might be awake at 12 midnight. Who knows? I hope not. But yeah, follow me for hockey rants and video game highlights. That's it.
Let's go. Okay, for me, it's Do This Jude on Facebook. And I stream, I've been streaming Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel for the past two weeks. And I'll be taking a break because work is gonna be hitting hard again in the next 2 weeks. So, but yeah, it was awesome though to stream Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel. I was able to reach Platinum, I was able to grind out Platinum. It was painful though. Playing Platinum is painful because you get so many skilled Platinum players, and I think I've been facing a couple of awesome Japanese players as well. So they were really good at their deck building skills are so top notch. And yeah, maybe in a few weeks, I think I'll continue streaming Master Duel. This will be my main stream game. It's really fun. And there's an upcoming event soon, which I hope would be still around when I can still stream it. So that's going to be really fun. But yeah, this has been episode 110 of the Geeky Ones. And once again, thank you for those who are watching and for those who are going to listen to the audio version, thank you so much. And for those who are commenting, awesome as well. Really cool. Really cool help. Sorry, I wasn't able to answer some of the trivia questions. I'll be coming back to that maybe. But yeah, thank you so much for... Thank you so much for listening and watching, and we'll see you next episode. And that's it. So goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
This episode of The Geeky Juans is presented to you by Ambidexter. Check out ambidexter.media for more information.